Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. My name is Annie Jennings, and I'm the host of today's session. I have a very special guest today, Orrin Hudson. Orrin would love to come on today and talk about his experience with publicity, his experience in working with Annie Jennings PR, and a little bit about his goals and dreams for the future. So welcome, Orrin Hudson.
Thank you, Annie. Annie, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you again.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Orrin Hudson is a former state trooper, and he knows how to take positive action and inspire good people to take action to stop evil doings. Orrin's passion is to make a difference in today's youth, and this comes after he experienced, he realized there was a tragic shooting of 7 innocent young Wendy's employees, in which 5 were killed in a robbery for a mere $2,400. This propelled Orrin into action, and he decided to begin BeSomeone.org. And this was created for the sole purpose of helping recondition and reprogram today's youth so that they think it out, don't shoot it out. Now, Orrin he's on a mission, and he's gotten some tremendous PR for himself, and he's going to talk about his experiences. And Orrin is also the author of One Move at a Time, How to Play and Win at Chess in Life. And Orrin draws the analogy between the critical thinking skills necessary to play and win a game of chess and the critical skills necessary to play and win the game of life. So welcome, Orrin.
Thank you, Annie. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. So very interesting thing happened yesterday that Orrin called me up, and I happened to pick up the phone, and he started to tell me his story. And I said, you know what? Let's get this recording underway. So, Orrin, tell me, why did you happen to call me yesterday?
And I said, let me call Annie and thank her for giving me the gift that just keeps on giving. You know, I met Annie maybe 6 years ago in New York, and just the light, you know, the first thing that blew my mind was, you know, you coached me and was teaching me how to share my story, but not only that, you gave me 3 CDs and say, these will help you, and listen to this, and then just the mere fact that you're constantly adding value to the world by teaching people, your website brings a lot of ammunition to the table. And I just, you know, I took the things that you taught me and I applied it, and it's a gift that keeps on giving because I can use this same formula over and over, and it just keep getting good results. So I just thank God for people like you. And I was writing down, what was I grateful for? And your name just kept popping up. I said, call her and thank her for being a blessing to my life.
Well, you know, I'm so happy to hear that because that's exactly why we are in business, to empower everyone, all the Orrins in the world, everyone with a mission, everyone with a message to share. Your message is critically important. It's very strong. You have to get out there. And Orrin's going to tell a story. He got all this PR by himself. We helped him, coached him through our resources. We have a large resource division here at Annie Jennings PR, and with that includes special reports, weekly teleseminars that are available for free for everyone. And Orrin decided to take action. See, here's the thing. As Orrin said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm on a mission, and I'm going to take action, and I'm going to learn from the people who are willing to share their information. That's perfect for us. Orrin is the perfect model for us because he wanted to do it himself. And he really was engaged in the process and needed the skill set, needed to learn how does the media work. How do I get in the door? How do I pitch it and develop a segment? Meanwhile, all the skill set that he learned over the years, and I do appreciate him giving us, you know, the wonderful thank you for being instrumental in helping him learn the skill set. That's exactly why we have this resource division that we continue to use as outreach for everyone so they can learn. He's been in People Magazine. He's been on The Early Show, USA Today. And these are beautiful segments. And you know, Orrin, why don't you tell us how people can view some of your media that you've gotten. Is it on your website, besomeone.org?
It's not on my website that much. I only have one thing on my website. But if you go to YouTube, I have like 72 videos on YouTube with I've been on probably 100 television stations, but I only captured about 72 of them.
Well, that's good. Only. That's terrific. Yeah, go do that.
I just didn't have time. It was too much.
You got the good ones. I mean, you have the early show, which is good. I would recommend people look for the early show one. That was Friday, May 16th, 2008. Very strong, and I like the way the segment was created and put together. I like the way it unfolded, and I love the visuals. And Oren, I loved your messaging, your sound bites and your sentences and everything that you contributed to the segment was really perfect. You could see that you are now a pro. You're a professional at being interviewed.
Well, I'm still learning. I have antigens in my back pocket, so that's always good. But just the plethora of resources that you have on your website would take anybody game to the top. And just I really like what I like about you, Annie, is that you are a giver. You're adding value. You're giving more than people are getting. You're giving more than people are receiving. And I just said, let me call and thank her for giving me the skills and mindset to do what I'm doing to get some of the powerful PR that I'm getting, and I'm getting more PR coming up in July that I don't want to discuss because it's something really big, but I'm just living my dream, and I just want others to know that you are really adding value to the world, and I thank God for you.
Thank you. And you know what's nice, too, is for others to know that they can do it, too. Because, Oren, I remember your early days. You were a man on a mission, and you didn't stop. You kept driving forward, and you kept – I'm sure there were a few no's in the early days. You know how working with the media is. Initially, it's tough to get through.
Right. But, you know, I was getting a speaking engagement, and they said no to me. They said, no, we're not going to pay you this $5,000. It's too much. And then a week later, I was in People. And the lady called me back. She goes, are you that same guy? I go, yeah, it's fine. Come on in. No problem. I was like, wow.
See that? Okay, now, I love that you mentioned
problem.
That. See, I didn't know that before you just said that. That's exactly how ladder strategy works. It's not, they're willing to pay you. And as you know, Oren, we're doing this Strike It Rich Real Story Author Series where real authors, just like you, real experts, are coming on talking about their experience with the media so that all of our community of 35,000 authors and experts in all their communities understand how the media works, how people think, how the media can drive your marketing forward. That's an exact example. We have stories of people who have tripled their speaking fees just because they were on with a celebrity host on TV on the breaking news. But that's not just because. That is a big deal. To get to that level, to be a feature in People magazine. You were featured in People, Heroes Among Us, and they did a full page on you. There's a full size. You're like cover the whole page, and they do a nice side column here talking about your life and what your mission is. This is huge. This can pay off for you over and over again. As you just heard Oren say, that you know, previously they didn't know enough to say yes. Okay? The media gives you that seal of approval, the certainty on the other end that they're booking a celebrity. Basically, if you're making People magazine, your celebrity status, in the eyes of the people who hire you. And to make it to People magazine, you certainly have to be good. They are not just going to put anyone in that they don't do the research on, they don't believe in, they don't embrace and engage. You know, he was able to use the People seal of approval for his own marketing. And apply that to the marketing. And this happened, you know, simply just because it happened, Oren, you didn't intentionally, you know, intend to have the speaking outlet suddenly say yes to you. But see how it works? They did. They saw him in People magazine, one of the featured heroes among us, and they realized they had passed up someone that they really do want to have as part of their community and come speak for them and influence their members and community members as well. So in that regard, that's how media drives your marketing forward. You use it to empower yourself and also to just get the attention of others and so that they can go forward with certainty that we want to book this person. This person has a message. Hey, if he's good enough for People, he's good enough for us is kind of the bottom line there. So, Oren, I'm so happy for your success. Your mission, you wanted to help the troubled youths, you know, of America so that they could learn, as we mentioned earlier, the thinking skills necessary. And I like that you also, this came from your childhood, too, because you were also, let's say mentored, right?
Yes.
by a teacher,
I went to an all-black high school, and this white teacher told me I was making the wrong moves. I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I can show you, then I can tell you. So he pulls out a chessboard and taught me how black and white is the same, that I had, that every, I was responsible for my moves, that if I was, but for my game to get better, I had to get better. I had to work on myself, that I was responsible for my results, that the choices I make will determine my results. And so I said, wow. And so it kind of got me on the right path. So all I'm doing now is just paying it forward and then passing on what was given to me, teaching young people that they can be the champion they was born to be if they will stop and think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful stuff. I mean, I admire you. And the thing is that so many of our authors who are listening now are similar with your passion. They do. They're attracted to us. They come to us because they have a mission to share. They want to make a difference like you did. You are making a difference. You're making it happen. You're making it, you're empowering the youth of our society. Just think, here's our vision. If everyone is doing that is, they're working in their creative self, they're working in their mission statement and the reason they're here, you know, that's going to be an incredible outcome for us all. And we like to do it, we like to help authors empower themselves. And when they're ready, when if the time is ever right, they come back and they do hire us to help them out in some other areas. Or they get to do it themselves. They learn the skill set necessary to make it happen. Because you know what, the media is a tough nut to crack. And it can, you can get disappointed quickly and then lose your desire to continue, you know, to go up against a brick wall. Or and you made it happen for yourself. Tell us a little bit about the formula you use that gets you in the door now.
Every master was once a disaster. Make it okay to fail. There's no such thing as failure. It's only information. And so you find out what works, and you duplicate it. If it doesn't work, you discard it. And so doing it wrong is an excellent school for doing it right. And so I'm 23 out of 23 in being in cities getting on TV, or radio, or paper. I know exactly how to get it. But the key, the magic formula that I learned that really helps me is that you got to always add value. You got to always over deliver, and the excellence is not enough. Excellence is not enough. You have to be amazing. So just keep the fact that you're going to over deliver. You're going to be amazing, and that you're going to always add value. And you got to find out what the key to getting PR, in my opinion, is find out what they want, go get it, and give it to them.
Yeah, very good.
They want, go get it, and give it to them. You got to create your own news. I create my own news, but I tie it in to what they're looking for.
Right.
And so, you know, here's the problem, here's the solution, I'm your guy.
Why you? Why now? That's exactly what the questions you have to answer to our authors and experts on the line. Why you? Why now? Remember, become socially relevant. And Oren's perfectly right. When they say no to you, this is not a personal, don't take this personally. They're saying no, and they're giving you information that means that let's go back and let's relearn some of the skill sets that I might need to get the yes. So you can't take no for an answer, but you just can't be doing the same things over and over again that get you no, 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 right? We don't want that for us. You want to take a no and turn it into a yes, and then just keep changing until you get your yes and notice what your changes were. It makes a lot of sense to do it that way. And then you quickly move into the yes area where you learn, well, first of all, I have to be socially relevant. I have to show that I'm talking about something that is of interest to society right now, that I can tap into the viewing or listening audience or reading audience, that this is going to be inspirational for them or life-changing in some way. Create news around yourself, a socially relevant condition that you can address. And, of course, Oren, I'm sure it doesn't hurt that now you have a long list of media appearances that you were able to use and leverage into even more media placements, too.
Right. Right, because once I show as seen on Good Morning America, as seen in People magazine, as seen in USA, it's just everything else is downhill. Because
that's right.
Now, if I put that in the headline, they go, wow, Good Morning America, People magazine, USA Today, CNN. Okay, this is a safe bet. I mean, I'm not risking anything.
Certainty. Very good. See, you're just tapping into all the themes that really make things happen. Certainty. People act on certainty. Why? If they took a chance on somebody without the certainty that they would be good for their audience, good for their station, good for their job, remember, if they book somebody who's not ready for TV, who still has to go learn more, just because you want to be on doesn't mean you're ready. You need to prove you're ready. Prove that they're not going to get fired for putting you on the air. There's a responsibility. There's a vast responsibility to these producers and reporters who use your story. You have to be the real deal, especially on TV. You have to demonstrate that you're great on camera. You can learn these skill sets. You can set up a camera, do segments on your own, have somebody pretend to be a host. It could be a lot of fun. And you can go from making little amateur mistakes to being a professional on camera. Then you land your first TV in a local market. Bingo, you have a demo. A demo that's going to now create certainty, and it's going to be a good demo because you will have practiced, right, and you're on the air now. And a demo that CNN producer can say to their executive producer, this is why I want to book him. Great message, socially relevant, and look how amazing he's on TV. This is a win, win, win for everyone. Win for the producer, win for the station, win for the viewers. And what I mean win for the station is, remember, they're driven by advertising revenues. The more viewers, the higher rankings, the more money they make, or the, you know, the more they stay in business. This is a business model. This is how it works. So be part of the business model. I would not wait to be discovered. I would insist that I'm discovered. In Oren's case, I remember, Oren, you were dedicated. You insisted people discovered you, but you gave them something to discover. You didn't say, I have a sense of entitlement and I expect you all to cover me because I'm here asking for it. You did the work. You did the homework. You did the background work. You created. You packaged yourself beautifully.
Well, I teach people that there's a formula. See, when I say excellence is not enough, you have to be amazing. I really mean that, because excellence is teaching people how to fish. That's excellent. But we want to teach people how to create fish. That gets into the amazing status, because the fish ain't biting. And so you want to be able to create and breed your own food. If you have all these cows and this garden, and you're creating your own opportunity, you're creating your own economy, that's the key. Because excellence is not enough. You want to be amazing. And how do you be amazing? You go above and beyond. You find out what people want. You go get it, and you deliver it to them, and you do it with a smile.
Well, there you go. Good attitude, yeah.
Yeah, you go. I'm not, you know, you want to be a resource for the media. I've had people call me and go, hey, Oren, what you got going on? I go, I got this going on. They call me looking for a story. I've been in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution probably 33 times.
You really have come a long way.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution has over a million subscribers, so I've been in that paper more than 33 times. And so I'm living my dream because I'm giving back and I'm adding value. And the key formula is, Elton John sings a song. It's called The Circle of Life. Inside the song, he said, we all agree as we join the stampede, you should never take more than you give. So the key to getting PR, the key to winning in life, the key to doing anything you want to do is to always give in advance, give first, add value, and never take more than you give.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually sounds like it's a very nice closing statement from you, Oren, in terms of wrapping up today's recording. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we head out for the day?
Well, I'd just like people to know I'm BeSomeone.org. I'm helping kids. My goal is to help a million. I've helped over 20,000, and I'll need people to join me in my effort of teaching young people to be the champion they were born to be. My company is called Be Someone. I came up with Be Someone because Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham was Be Someone. And even though Abraham had failed 8 times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those 2 words, Be Someone, all the way to the White House. All I'm doing now is putting those same words out in the universe, empowering our young people to be someone, to be the champion they were born to be. Heads up, pants up, grades up. Let me say it again. Heads up, pants up, grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Did you say pants up?
Yeah.
Good.
Kids are walking around with their pain underwear.
No, I know. I totally hear you. Yeah.
And I had a young man come up to me. I had a young man come up to me. This is very powerful. He said, "Oren, I'm the hardest working guy on my job, but they won't promote me." I said, "I know why." I said, "You got to pull your pants up and get a belt." He calls me back 2 weeks later and says he's making $8 more an hour. I said, "Working hard is not enough, my brother. You got to work intelligently. Working hard is excellent, but excellence is not enough. You got to work intelligently. You got to work smart.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull your pants up and dress like a champion, think like a champion, and act like a champion. Working like a champion is not enough." And so he's making $8 more an hour, just making that little adjustment.
And that's a terrific message. Yeah, that's fun. That's a good reason. They're going to tell my kids that. You know, we see that all over. And
people say, "Well, people shouldn't judge me by my appearance." Well, let me give you a clue. They do.
Yeah, see, I like that you're mentioning that because it's the same thing. We talked about certainty earlier. Remember that whole certainty conversation? And that's a central theme in being successful is creating certainty in the minds of others who are about to do business with you, who are going to give you your big break, who are going to give you an increase in salary. Certainty. They have to be sure that they are making the right decision. How do they back up the right decision? Well, they back it up with evidence. It's your job to give them evidence. So it's good to know how things work in the world, right or wrong. Maybe you shouldn't be judged by your appearance. You know, in a perfect world, you wouldn't be. But however, like Oren just said, you are, right? Many times you are. So know that this is how it works and be an observer of society. People have a tendency to judge people by appearance. Okay, given that, and let's assume that could be true, how do I want to look? How do I want to look so I work smartly, work intelligently, like Oren just said? Well, I want to look like the kind of person they would want to give $8 an hour more. What kind of person would that be? Work backwards, right? I want an $8 an hour raise. How do I get it? Well, I've got to have to be the person they want to give it to. How do I become that person they want to give it to? Work backwards until you come up with your strategy on how to get that raise. And this will automatically, at some point, you'll say, well, let me look like the kind of person they would want to give it to. Hence, you know, the little bit of a makeover there. Right, Oren?
Exactly. You got to begin with the end in mind, and you got to say what type of person I would have to be to get what I want and start working on that person because they go, well,
right. This
is all they pay. No, that's all they pay you. But if you become more, you can receive more.
Yeah.
To earn more, you have to learn more.
You know, it's very hard. Right. You don't want to buck. You don't want to go up against brick walls. You really don't. You just want to learn how to coincide side by side with a brick wall. Some things just are. Okay. Creating certainty. You go up against people who really need to be sure they're making good choices because their jobs depend on it. Now, accepting that is true. All right. You're able to make it your adjustments. And you're able to make your choices that take into consideration what the other person needs in order to say yes to you, too. See, it's very smart to do that. Rather than say, well, it shouldn't be this way. No one should judge me by my, yeah, we understand that should be the way it is in an idealistic, perfect world. But we're far from perfect. So we have to sort of work with what we got.
Exactly.
There you go. Oren, you've been an amazing guest today. I want to thank you for coming on. I'm very thrilled and honored that we are a small portion of your success. You're exactly the outcome that we hope for every one of our authors and experts as well.
Well, I appreciate you. I think you are the best. Keep doing what you're doing. You've always been a giver. When I first met you, the first thing you gave me was 3 CDs and said, hey, look, this will take you to another level. I honor you for reaching out, and your website is just tremendous with a lot of resources, and you're always doing things to add value to the world. And you know, I can always say I knew Anna Jennings before she even had a jet plane and before she had all this because she is really on to something big, and I think the world is going to come back to you.
Well, you know what's interesting is that you'll never see me having that jet plane, and here's why. Because an investment in our company is an investment back into the community. That's the way it works here. We're very socially responsible. So the way that I'm able to continue to run these outreach programs is to basically continue to reinvest what our clients pay us back into the business. So, yeah, I do take care of my 5 kids and my responsibilities, but after that, it's back into the business so people like Oren can receive the resources that they need to go forth and change the world. Again, this is our mission statement, right, for the betterment of all. And we align ourselves with that mission statement every day, which just keeps us very much focused.
And that's why you will make it to the top, because your heart is so pure, and you're always giving, and you're always over-delivering, and you're giving more than you're receiving, and I honor you for that. And that is the main reason why I say you will really be successful, which you already are successful, but it's going to get even better.
Well, way to go. All right, we're all in this. So thanks, Oren. Oren Hudson at BeSomeone.org. Check it out. I think you'll be very pleased with what you see, and be sure you YouTube him. And, Oren, thanks so much. This was terrific, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.